In this bulletin, Australia's national energy market to adopt a staged approach to return to normal. US Republican officials say they were pressured by Donald Trump over voter fraud claims. And the Australian men's hockey team unveils its lineup for the Commonwealth Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Australian Energy Market Operator's Chief Executive Daniel Westerman says they'll adopt a staged approach to lifting the suspension of the electricity market. The first step will allow the market to set the price from 4 o'clock on Thursday morning, and the second step will formally lift the market suspension 24 hours later. Mr. Westerman says that staged approach will minimise the risk of dysfunctional behaviour that led to the market suspension.
After taking that first step, I'd expect to see three things. First, the system that we use to schedule generation into the grid at the lowest cost to consumers, the dispatch engine, will be working without failure. Second, that AEMO will be able to reduce the number of directions that we're giving to generators. And third, we'd expect to see a reduction in the forecast shortfalls of energy or low reserves as generators respond to those market signals.
An environmental group is taking legal action to stop a major new offshore gas development in Western Australia. The Australian Conservation Foundation has lodged a case in the federal court to stop Woodside Energy's Scarborough Gas Project, 375 kilometres off the coast of the Pilbara region. The project is awaiting final approval by the National Offshore Petroleum Safety and Environmental Management Authority, which means it's exempt from national environment laws. But the ACF's chief executive, Kelly O'Shaughnessy, says their court case will argue the mine's likely impact on the Great Barrier Reef will need to be assessed.
There are national environmental laws that state that any damage that a proposed mine might have on the Great Barrier Reef needs to be assessed. Woodside believe they have an exemption from that rule, and we will argue that they do not, because the exemption only applies if a proposed gas mine will not impact the Great Barrier Reef. Clearly, with climate change being the biggest cause of destruction to the reef and the Scarborough mine fueling climate change, there is a direct link there which we will prove.
Officials in the US state of Texas say the law enforcement response to the Uvalde school shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers was an abject failure. The Texas Department of Public Safety's Director Stephen McCraw told a Senate hearing that terrible decisions were made by the on-site commander, saying officers who responded to the shooting didn't have enough training. Colonel McGraw says there are enough armed officers at the school as early as 3 minutes after the shooter entered the building.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
Senior Republican officials testifying in public hearings in the US say they faced pressure to make false voter fraud claims by the former US President Donald Trump. The House committee investigating the January 6 riots at the US Capitol building has heard from several members of the Republican Party. State election officials in Georgia and Arizona say Donald Trump's supporters threatened them and their families after they refused to help Mr. Trump overturn his 2020 election defeat. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers says Mr. Trump's former lawyer asked him to decertify electors.
You are asking me to do something that is counter to my oath when I swore to the Constitution to uphold it, and I also swore to the Constitution and the laws of the state of Arizona, and this is totally foreign as an idea or a theory to me, and I would never do anything of such magnitude without deep consultation with qualified attorneys.
The Australian men's hockey team has announced its lineup for next month's Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. The Kookaburras are going for their seventh straight gold medal, having won it at every Commonwealth Games since the sport was included in 1998. Among those selected for the team, which is ranked number one in the world, are 8 debutants and 10 who have played in previous Commonwealth Games. Kookaburra's coach Colin Batch says despite the team's success in the past, the current playing group will be looking to make its mark on the games in its own right.
It's a really competitive tournament, condensed. You know, we've got some tough matches. We've got Scotland, New Zealand, South Africa, and then Pakistan, and then likely to meet India and or England at some stage later in the tournament. So there's some pretty good hockey teams there, and ones that have played a lot of Pro League recently, so they've got some good experience under their belt.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.